I've come about the special showing of Sword of Passion, said Throat.
Special showing? What special showing?
The special showing I'm about to tell you about, said Throat.
We ain't showing nothing about any special passionate swords. We're showing the exciting...
Master Dibbler says you're showing Sword of Passion, rumbled a voice.
Throat leaned against the doorway. Behind him was a slab of rock. It looked as though someone had been throwing steel balls at it for 30 years. It creased in the middle and leaned down towards Bizam. He recognized Detritus. Everyone recognized Detritus. He wasn't a troll, you forgot.
But I haven't even heard of...
Throat pulled a large tin from under his coat and grinned.
And here are some posters, he added, producing a fat white roll. Mr. Dibbler, let me stick some up on walls, said Detritus proudly.
Bizam unrolled the poster. It was in eye-watering colours. It showed a picture of what might just possibly be Ginger, pouting in a blouse too small for her, and Victor in the act of throwing her over one shoulder while fighting an assortment of monsters with the other hand. In the background, volcanoes were erupting, dragons were zooming through the sky, and cities were burning down.
The motion picture they could not ban, read Bizam hesitantly. A scorching adventure in the white-hot dawn of a new continent. A man and a woman thrown together in the whirlpool of a world gone mad. Staring Dolores Dacin as the woman and Victor Maraschino as Cohen the Barbarian. Thrills, adventure, elephants. Coming soon to a pit near you.
He read it again.
Who's staring Dolores Dacin? He said suspiciously. That's starring, said Throat. That's why we've put stars against their names, see?
He leaned closer and lowered his voice to a piercing whisper.
They do say, he said, that she's the daughter of a Clachian pirate and his wild headstrong captive. And he's the son of a rogue wizard and a reckless gypsy flamenco dancer.
Cool, said Bizam, impressed despite himself.
Dibbler permitted himself a mental slap on the back. He'd been quite taken with it himself.
I reckon you should start showing it in about an hour, he said.
At this time in the morning, said Bizam.
The click he had obtained for the day was an exciting study of pottery making, which had been worrying him. This seemed a much better proposition.
Yes, said Dibbler, because a lot of people are going to want to watch it.
I dunno about that, said Bizam. Houses have been falling off lately.
They'll want to watch this one, said Throat. Trust me, have I ever lied to you?
Bizam scratched his head.
Well, one night last month, you sold me a sausage in a bun, and you said...
I was speaking rhetorically, snapped Throat.
Yeah, said Detritus.
Bizam sagged.
Oh, well, I don't know about rhetorically, he said.
Right,
said Throat, grinning like a predatory pumpkin.
Just you open up and you can sit back and rake in the money.
Oh, good, said Bizam weakly.
Throat put a friendly arm around the man's shoulders.
And now, he said, let's talk about percentages.
What are percentages?
Have a cigar, said Throat.
Victor walked slowly up Holywood's nameless main street. There was packed sand under his fingernails. He wasn't sure that he'd done the right thing. Probably the man had just been some old beachcomber who'd just gone to sleep one day and hadn't woken up. Although the stained red and gold coat was unusual beachcombing wear. It was hard to tell how long he'd been dead. The dryness and salt air had been a preservative. They'd preserved him just the way he must have looked when he was alive, which was like someone who was dead. By the look of his hut, he'd beachcombed some odd stuff. It had occurred to Victor that someone ought to be told. But there was probably no one in Holywood who would be interested. Probably only one person in the world had been interested in whether the old man lived or died, and he'd been the first to know.